With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Scientific American's 60-Second Psych. I'm Christy Nicholson. Got a minute? Say you're walking in the forest. Birds are chirping, sun is shining, and you come around the corner and bam, you're face-to-face with a grizzly. And you freeze. Now let's say you came around that same corner, but this time you run into your old pal Joe. Both events are equally surprising, and our amygdala, the emotional part of the brain, is activated. But how does the amygdala process what makes us recoil from the bear, but go to hug Joe? Well, researchers recently reported in the journal Neuron that there are two circuits at work. They measured the firing of nearly 300 cells in five monkeys, and the monkeys either received an unexpected sip of water, nice surprise, or a puff of air in their face, bad surprise. Scientists found that in the amygdala, there are a group of neurons that specifically react to surprise. And then there are different neurons that react to only good surprises or only bad surprises. Well, as for the next step in brain mapping, scientists want to see if there are dedicated neurons for different kinds of nice surprises, like for money surprises or chocolate cake surprises or even old pal Joe surprises. Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American's 60-Second Psych, I'm Christy Nicholson.
60-Second Psych is sponsored by Worth Publishers, the leading educational publisher in psychology. Visit them at www.worthpublishers.com.